BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 50 verses 14 and 15. The Most High God presents three acts that are expected of Israel. These acts are not hard. They are not an intense labyrinth or maze that transpires. They are not some deep mystery to discover. The intense study of the Bible in its original language or some other ancient rare script. These acts are not the mystical rites of some secret cult or social group. What does then the Most High God ask? Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows and call upon Him in the day of trouble. A thank offering is giving something to the Lord God that expresses thankfulness and gratitude. Leviticus 7:12. I consider all that Jesus has done for me, the work of His hands in my day-to-day life, the redemption of my soul, the blessings upon blessings. They are many, not few. They are right and good. They are only for my benefit. They are an expression of His love for me. I am grateful. Thank you should be expressed as He expresses His love towards me. The vow for Israel was expressed on Mount Sinai under the covenant they made with the Lord God. The vow for me is the covenant of the blood of Jesus. Jesus often taught the new covenant was like the covenant of marriage. I am betrothed to Jesus. I am awaiting the return of the King Bridegroom. I am to keep my lamp lit with love, faith, hope, and expectation as I live the life He has prescribed in the Gospels and the letters of the Apostles. Calling on the Lord God in the day of trouble seems so easy, it is natural. However, is it natural for me to actively rely on Him with prayer and petition? It seems to me it is more natural to turn prayer into habitual, mindless, and heartless action. Jesus said, quote, "If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you." John 15:7.